Are you feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and ready to change to be a better leader and enjoy life? Stay tuned for my conversation with a executive well-being coach. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is here to empower you to declutter your mind, space, and life. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you are having a great start to this week. And in this episode, we have some exciting things lined up for you, like we do each and every week. We will be talking with Dr. Mary Maduna Gross, and she is an executive wellness coach, and she's going to be sharing strategies for us to reduce stress and burnout, as well as coping with change. I will also be sharing my favorite product at Repurpose, as well as my book suggestion for this week. And just in case you did not know, some of the well-being issues that can impact leadership include stress, burnout, as well as resistance to change. That's why I wanted to bring on an expert, Dr. Mary Maduna Gross. She is a well-being coach, connector, and thought leader in conscious leadership and culture. She specializes in working with leaders to master their own well-being through self-leadership so they can learn to achieve goals without struggling. So, sit back, listen to the conversation, listen to it again, but also share it with a friend who is in leadership who could benefit from the strategy shared in my conversation with Dr. Mary. Hello, and welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. I'm excited because we are moving into a new season, but also we're actually going to be moving into a new quarter, which is why I wanted to bring on Mary Maduna Gross, and she is a well-being coach, an executive well-being coach, about maybe some of the things that we can do that we need to let go of. You know how we go into our closets and we let go of things. Maybe there's some routines and habits, because I know a lot of you probably beginning of the year said, hey, I'm going to be healthy in 2024. So Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
So before we get into the things we probably need to let go of, but also embrace in regards to habits and routines, what made you decide you wanted to be an executive well-being coach?
You know, that was really interesting. I did not see that coming in my head, and I was very driven by my head. I was a leadership. That was my area of expertise. I saw myself as a leadership coach. But through my own experience of leadership, so I got burned out in the process, right? Before I had to figure out how do I make this work, right? I burned out. And so from my experience, to me, well-being and leadership are two sides of the same coin. We cannot separate the two. And, but when we talk about leadership, we have this cultural thing of that means I'm going to do something to somebody else to make an outcome happen. And the kind of leadership we're talking about that comes from a sense of well-being is not the command and control leadership. And so it's a very different kind of what might be defined as conscious leadership. And we could talk more about that. But I think that shift of instead of that command and control, how do we work with, how do we collaborate with one another in a way that amplifies all of our gifts?
And I like the way you said that. And that kind of takes me into my first question, because a lot of times when I'm doing webinars in a corporate setting, and I share, and I always ask this one question. I said, so who here takes a lunch and a break? And then like, people are like, what is this? I don't know what this is. So what are some of those maybe routines and habits as a leader? Because we are leading people and really people follow us. It's like, okay, if they're not taking a lunch and a break, I don't want to take a lunch and a break because then that'll make me feel like I'm not part of the team. So what are some of the things, because we're going in, like I said, a new season, but also, you know, we're ending a quarter, going into the second quarter. So what are some things we just need to like, just stop?
Well, I think the first thing I would just bring everyone's attention to is the difference between doing and being. And we don't have a lot of language around that. So it's sometimes it's hard to communicate that. But just in your example, what are we doing, right? When the leader's not taking lunch, what is that doing? All of our doing, think about a tree, right? So all of the doing is the leaves of the tree. What's feeding that? The trunk, right? The trunk are our emotions. And the root that's feeding the whole plant are our beliefs about ourselves. So everything we do that shows up in our leaves is a result of what we believe about ourselves. And most of the time, what we're doing is we're going around, we got all these painful leaves, right? And so we're looking for what is going to fix this pain, right? I need a solution from outside of me to fix this, right? That's that core belief. And so I've got to, and so that puts us into the state of burnout because there will never be enough shiny objects, enough spa days to fill the pain that we have inside that is in our roots. And so the letting go of is really how do we get past what we're doing, even get past what we're feeling, down to what is it that I believe about myself that would suggest as a leader that lunch isn't valuable? Do I have rules about work time versus personal time? Do I have rules about work hard, play hard, but mostly just work hard, right? Think about so many of these cultural kinds of isms that we have that we don't even question that set us up for, right? So let's just use that example of we don't have lunch. So if I believe I don't have time for lunch, then I'm not going to have the energy I need to do my work. And so now I got more pain leaves up here and that's going to feel really crappy, this trunk. And now I'm in the state of stuckness because I have pain. I don't know what to do with it. And everything that I'm trying to do outside of me isn't resolving this.
And you know, Mary, when you were talking, it kind of like took me back to a time when I'll never forget. I'm in the bed. It was like about 9:30 at night. And I looked over and someone I reported to was calling me 9:30 at night. And there would have been a time when I would have answered the phone, answered the call. I looked at it. I said, first of all, because I knew what my position and roles and responsibilities, I'm an outside contractor. So it wasn't like I could do a lot. And I said, there's nothing I can do right now. I'm not in the office. You know, I don't have access. So I just let it go. I let it go on the voicemail. I listened to the voicemail just to make sure it wasn't like urgent. But after that, I responded when I went back on site.
Yes.
So you're right. You're right. And then also yesterday, I was doing something about time and someone said, well, you know, my solution would be 24 more hours. I said, no, your solution is not more 24 hours because then you're going to start to put more stuff
in. Fill that
up
too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. We don't need more time. We just need to We need to examine our rules about time, our stories about time. This is something I've really been working with myself. This idea that there's work time and then there's personal time and that I don't take calls. I don't do anything during personal time, but during work time, I don't do anything personal either. Right. And that really puts us into a box. Like I can only do this and I can only do that. I found myself arguing with myself, taking my dog for a walk last summer. It was the middle of the day. What are you doing? Taking the dog for a walk. And I had to remind myself, going back to these beliefs again, Mary, you became an entrepreneur, so you didn't have to do a 9-to-5. This, you wanted to live and work together. This is the living part. Embrace it.
And you're right. And you're right, because I had a webinar that started at 8:30 p.m. my time because of what time it was where they were. And people were like, wow, you're full of energy. And I said, you know why? Janet took a nap.
That's right.
I said, they were like, you took a, I said, yeah, and you're right. Sometimes you have to change your mindset. It's like, wait a minute, I shouldn't be napping during the middle of the day. But I was like, if I don't nap, I know, yes. Mary, by the time, well, usually sometimes by like 7:30, I'm like, okay, you know what? Where's my pajamas?
So, me too. Yes.
So what are some things that we can incorporate? You know, whether we're an entrepreneur, whether we've got their career, you know, and even sometimes women who just manage households.
Like, yes,
what are some things that we can do that really embrace well-being, but also sometimes maybe just change, like, hey, it's okay to take a nap. It's okay to walk your dog. It's okay to take the lunch, the break.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it really all starts with actually listening to that voice in our head. Most of us really just want to get that darn thing to shut up. I really encourage my clients to start to tune into it, because that is the voice that is draining your energy. It's not your voice. It is a recording of all of the messages that you've ever heard. It sounds like you, right? It feels like it's coming from you, but it's not. It's just a recording. And it is your nervous system's way of keeping you safe, right? This is what kept you safe in the past, and we're sticking with that rule. So the first thing I recommend to anyone is just start listening to it. Now, I immediately want to say that many of us find that, holy crap, that voice is absolutely abusive. And I do not mean that lightly. I am not joking about this. That voice can be literally abusive. And so what do you do with that? You know, right? We can't just keep shutting it off, because the more we try to shut it off, the louder it's going to get and the noisier it's going to get. So this is where grace and compassion for ourselves has to be first and foremost. Has to be. If you're not willing to do that, then don't start listening. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if what you're doing isn't working for you anymore and you know it, but you don't know what else to do, start listening. Because what that voice is going to do is reflect all of the roots that you have, all the rules you have about how you should be living and how everybody else should be too, but mostly how you should be living. And so you look out onto your experience and say, well, is that matching what my rules are? And if it's not, then we try to manipulate the outside world to get it to match, right? So that I don't have to feel this pain anymore. So whenever we have something outside of us that we're not happy with, there's a part of us that is hurting that needs attention. So tune into that voice, give yourself grace and compassion. Because again, when you start to listen to that voice and you give yourself that grace and compassion and all of the emotions that were present when these rules were getting created can move through you. And until that energy moves through you, it will be with you until you allow it to move through you. So again, you can do it now or you can do it later, whenever you want to do it, whenever you're ready. But you got to allow that to move through. And I promise you that when that moves through, that voice now will become your champion. This literally happened for me about a year ago. Again, I've been working with my inner voice for some time, but you know, it was still not being very friendly to me. The abuse had stopped, but it wasn't friendly. I was washing dishes. It was about a year ago. And it was, again, middle of the day, where usually that voice would be saying, you know, you got other things to do. You're just procrastinating. You're just putting things off. This time the voice said, use my name, Mary, you're doing exactly what you need to be doing in this moment. I literally turned around. I heard a voice like, holy crap, we can talk to ourselves like that. I want more of that, please. So that voice is capable of championing, of cheerleading, of encouraging, of loving. It doesn't have to come from the outside. We can do it from the inside. And once that aha came to me, it was like, I don't ever have to look outside of me anymore. I know where I can find love. Now that I have it within me, now I'm able to share it with others. Because before, we're all defensive because we're holding on to things that hurt. And when we don't want anyone else to get too close or to hit these triggers, right? Please don't hit my triggers. I just got them to quiet down, right? And so we're defensive, and that means we block people out. As much as we keep ourselves from being hurt, we're also leaving people out. And so when now we're able to start to listen to ourselves, now we can start to listen to others.
And you're right. You're so right. I think the voice for me one day was just so stressful. You know how sometimes you're just doing one fire after another, and then it's like 10, 11 o'clock and you feel like exhausted. And I was like, take a walk.
Yes.
Take a walk. Put your sneakers on. I'm thinking, but it's like 10:30 in the morning. And you know what? Now I do that because when I come back, Mary, I am so refreshed, rejuvenated. Yes. It's like I can take the rest of the day just going outside, seeing the trees, seeing the sun. Yeah. So you're right.
I love that. Because one of the things that I hear in that example, because the other thing that I hear from people is, well, I don't know which voice to listen to. None of it is you. So look at it as if you're watching a TV show, right? This is what's happening. But what I heard in your example of, again, going out 10:30, walking, you were listening to your inner guide that said, hey, Janet, go out for a walk. And you listen to that intuition. So when people ask me, well, I don't know what voice to listen to. If it is critical, it's your ego. And it's mm-hmm. trying to protect you from something. Mm-hmm. If it's mm-hmm. loving, it is your higher self. It is that higher part of you. Mm-hmm. Follow it. Mm-hmm. Tune into that. Say, thank you. Give me more of this. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things to ask myself now in the morning of my higher self is, give me numerous examples today that I am loved.
Mm.
Janet, those are my best days. Because guess what I find all day long?
Love, love, and love.
I find love everywhere. And what I noticed, and I can't think of what the particular example was, but it was one of those daily kind of things. Obviously, I can't even remember what it was. And I had asked, show me evidence that I'm loved. And all of a sudden, that little voice said, there it is. There's another example. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally would have missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. it's just part of the daily routine. I wouldn't have even noticed that. So mm-hmm. I love asking myself that question so that I look for it. And then I got that higher guide part of me just nudging me and saying, there it is. Look over here.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Well, you know, those watching and listening, I hope not only do you watch this interview again, but also share it with a friend. So yes, Mary, please. This is a question I ask all guests. So how do you stay organized, whether it's your time, whether it's your space, whether it's your life? Like, what is like that one or two strategies that really help you just, you know, stay focused?
You know, I give myself time. So I give myself time every morning, at least an hour with no obligations. None. First thing in the morning. So I do my exercise thing first thing in the morning, walk the dog, and then I have an hour where I can do whatever I want. And Fridays, the other thing I do for business is on Fridays, I join a group, what's called Action Planner. And it's just the facilitator walks us through the agenda of planning for our week. I know what the agenda is, right? I don't need to be there for it, but we're all there together. We're putting that time aside. I know every week on Monday morning exactly what my priorities are, because then I've also blocked off, if these are my three priorities, when am I going to do it in the week? Because before I started this action planner on Fridays, I just say, yeah, these are three things I want to get done. And then realize I never set aside time for that. So what are the priorities? Go to my calendar, make sure I have time in there that I'm actually going to do these things. And then every week is like, yeah, look at me. I just nailed my three priorities this week. And it has really helped me feel like I'm, you know, got this momentum going where just stay in the motion, right? Inertia is the worst thing in the world. Just staying in motion stays in motion. So giving myself time for myself in the mornings and then on Fridays for planning.
Mm. And that is like powerful, because that helps you continue to do what you want to do, not only in your business and for your clients, but also for yourself as well.
Yeah.
So those watching and listening, time for yourself. I love it, because I have my time for myself in the morning too. Like you said, to exercise. I like to listen to certain types of music. I like to mm-hmm. read. And that's just it's like my foundation for actually starting my day, because I'm giving to myself.
Yes. Yes.
So, Mary, how can people connect with you?
Well, I think the easiest, there are two ways. My website is plenavita.coach, plenavita.coach. And I'm also on LinkedIn, Mary Maduna Gross. I don't think there are any others out there.
That's
true. I would love to connect. I'm on a mission to elevate well-being on this planet, one leader at a time. And so if you're a leader and you're not feeling that well-being, you're not being your best, I can help.
Wonderful. And of course, you know, I will have all of her information, how you can connect with her directly on the show page. Well, Mary, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule just to be here today.
This is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for creating this space.
What was your takeaway from my conversation with Dr. Mary? I would love to know. And also, if you are going to implement some well-being strategies in your life, please share. So now we're going to transition to Taylor's Tip Time. And that's where I'll be sharing 5 practical tips to help you really incorporate well-being into your day and into your life. The first one is to create a nighttime routine. And that's where, of course, the first thing really we should all do is we should all at least turn off our devices at least an hour or more before we are actually going to go to bed, because that really helps us go to sleep. But if you can't do an hour, at least do 30 minutes. But also a nighttime routine of shutting down the devices. You know, making sure that you know where your keys are. You lay your clothes out, put your shoes out, maybe pre-pack your bag, your pocketbook, because that will help you prevent that morning rush. Number 2, a morning routine. And your routine could be drinking a smoothie, exercising, praying, meditating, you know, walking the dog, having a conversation with loved ones in your house. But creating that morning routine. Now, number 3 is sometimes something we don't do, and our days are full and they're with meetings and, you know, making sure as leaders that we take care of everything. It's having a midday routine, and that midday routine can look different for everybody. Some people, a midday routine is they actually maybe take a few minutes just to eat and then they take a walk. But making sure you take your breaks, you take your lunch, because we are in front of a screen most of the day. I would say on average, at least 6 hours responding to emails, maybe going to virtual meetings. So our mind and our eyes need a moment just to pause. But then also we need to nourish our body. So that midday routine. And then number 4. And these are things just to really kind of help us not feel overwhelmed and anxious, just looking at all the stuff in our homes and our lives and on our desk, is number 1, organizing your desk before you end your day. So that way, when you come in, you're not focused on all the piles, etc. You can zero in on what your priorities are for that day. And even in our homes, you know, making sure we clear up that bathroom counter, that kitchen counter, that table. And number 5, putting things back. That could be part of your well-being routine. Putting things back. When you take something out of a drawer, put it back. When you take something out of a closet, put it back. Because not only does that create a more clutter-free space, but it can also reduce stress. Because when you're trying to look for something and you need it now and you can't remember where you left it, it causes anxiety. So I hope those tips from Taylor's Tip Time will help you incorporate well-being into your life. And as always, I would love to hear from you. So if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave a review on a platform you're listening to. We would love to see your feedback. And also, if you are at a place, because it is like springtime, and you're ready, you know what, Janet? I want to get organized. I want to get my life organized. So think about virtual sessions, because they are available. Whether it's your paperwork, whether it's your schedule, whether it's your overall life, I am here to help guide you on your journey to organization. Visit the website or check out the show page notes, and you can click a link to schedule a 15-minute session, which is free. And we can create some strategies. And sometimes after those 15 minutes, a lot of times people have already created a strategy that can impact their lives. And I also like to take a moment to say thank you. If I could, I'm giving you right now a virtual hug, because I appreciate all of you. Because without you, I wouldn't continue doing this. Without you, I would not have reached a lot of the milestones that this podcast has. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you sending the text links to people. I appreciate you for following me on social media, for your likes, for your shares. So continue to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. I've got all kinds of boards on Pinterest. I've got all about time, goals, loving the life you live, organizing. And don't forget YouTube, because on YouTube, you get to see the interviews and the conversations I have with these fabulous guests. And make sure you subscribe and click the bell for reminders. And of course, ladies, if you are thinking of getting organized, specifically your life, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that's totally organized. It's free. So join today. Each week, we continue a conversation started on this podcast. Sometimes people will post a question, post a photo, post a video. Sometimes I will just throw out a challenge to people. So check it out. And you know what time it is. I'm doing my dance right now as I'm here doing this podcast. So you push things aside in the coffee table for the living room, dancing around the dining room table, maybe by the kitchen sink. Maybe you are taking a walk listening to this podcast. It is Toss It Tuesday time, and this is where I help you declutter and possibly simplify your life. And this week, I was going through things in my home, in my life, and realized, like probably a lot of you, when March of 2020 came and all the different things that we should do and how we should protect ourselves, we began to buy things. Well, things have changed. Now, I still wear masks, and that's just because of my incident with that respiratory infection. I'm like, okay, I need to prepare. And as you can see, I still got a cough. I need to continue to protect myself. But there's some things like the shields. I had shields. I used them once, but then I had several. So I decided to give the several that I didn't open the packages away, because I'm sure somebody can use them, because I still see people using them. But the one that I did open up, I'm going to use it because I'm going to do some spray painting on some little items that I have in my home. So think about it, because sometimes, there are times when, we have those injuries and things like that. I remember when I had to have surgery and they gave me this, the nurses and the staff gave me this beautiful pillow because I had to be careful of how I coughed. And that was something that I had to use. Well, several years later, I needed to get rid of that. So those are kind of the things that they serve their purpose during a specific time. But now it's time to let them go. So that's what you can do this Toss It Tuesday. Moving right along to my app suggestion. Now we're talking about well-being. So my app suggestion this week is Calm. And it's mental health is hard. Getting support doesn't need to be. Calm puts the tools to feel better in your back pocket. You're with personalized content to manage the stress and anxiety, get better sleep, and feel more present in your life. Relax your mind and wake up as the person you want to be. My Amazon product suggestion is, several. For example, let's talk about our workspace. There's so many different products that we can use to be more effective and efficient in our workplace that can reduce the stress because we can put our hands on things immediately. Something as simple as magazine boxes. You can put information in them, and therefore when you need it, you can just grab it. Or what about shoe racks? I know a lot of you listening have the shoes by the front door and you're probably frustrated because you see that pile of shoes, a shoe rack. Or maybe at night for your evening routine, your nighttime routine, you take your jewelry off, you put your watch down, a nice little valet for all of those items so that when you get up in the morning, you can just grab them. So check those out. And then, of course, my repurpose suggestion. For those of you who are iPhone users, just like I am, what about the iPhone boxes? They are great specifically iPhone boxes and even probably the iPad boxes. But they're great, the iPhones, because I have one sitting in my night table in the drawer. And I have the tool that I use to tighten my glasses. I have some lip balm. Perfect. Because everything's not all over and I don't have like a junk drawer on the side of my bed. And then, of course, my book suggestion for this week is Confident You, Simple Habits to Live the Life You Have Imagined. Think about that. Confident You. And, of course, as we close, my quote for this week is, embrace the life that is calling you. So whatever that life is calling you, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's your business, whether it's community, your home, life, embrace it, which means incorporating some well-being strategies, but also some organizing strategies as well. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into this episode, Got Clutter, Get Organized. Continue to spread the word about the podcast to your loved ones and your social media followers. And of course, show your support by leaving a review. And as always, making sure you visit the website as well at JanetMTaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.